thank Reino Hoffmann for the excellent concluding notes and also very constructive comments for the future such events that we have organized. Also, many thanks to the panelists, to the moderators, and to all the participants for the efforts that you have invested in today's discussion to identify what are the challenges and opportunities also in the protection of minority rights. Now, I think one of the major challenges is indeed what our colleague Antti Korkeakivi also mentioned, is to ensure that minority rights are not dealt in a partial and sporadic way. But I see a lot of golden opportunities. I see, for example, the opportunity to internalize the minority rights, as was mentioned by Francesco, and also the opportunity to really portray the minority rights in a positive way, to highlight the diversity advantage. And it's true, we need champions. We must reach out. We must make sure that the minority rights are more popular and more understood by the population at large. And of course, we have to make sure that we increase the participation of the minorities themselves in this process. We all agree that the legal instruments are important, but they are not end by themselves. They have to be efficiently implemented so that the minorities that actually are meant to be protected by these treaties feel these protections in their everyday lives. And as already Ambassador Rönnqvist mentioned, also in this particular place, the national implementation, I think it's really at the core of this process. We have plenty of tools at our disposals to keep the finger on the pulse. And I think the commitment is there. It's clear in this room, we are maybe preaching to those who are converted, but the commitment is there. And I wanted to thank again Sia for this excellent topic and organization, because I think we all go back home with the minority batteries recharged. So thank you all.